ready the day of the Lord. My children, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek after the deep things of the Spirit, for there is yet much to be released. In the now of the day, my own will never sit down and settle for less than I have promised. For they know a truth. What I have spoken, that shall I do, says the Lord. There is always more for you than you can ever imagine. My sheep hear my voice and they know me. You feel my touch and you know it's me because of my love for my own. Many have been walking in difficult places that have become a challenge. Some even sensing their walk is on the edge of a cliff and you are the moment. And you are for the moment the darkness of the night surrounding you. Some even wavered and some even fell. I was there, says the Lord. In these places of vulnerability, you have been wounded. Many of you, numerous times still, yet you never wavered. I rejoiced in you, my own. As you weary and your courage is weak, and you exercise the stamina I have given to win the race, you rejoice. And you receive my approval over and over again, says the Lord. Some tired, some weary. You've not wavered, but sought my direction, clarity of my direction, even to know my heart. Now, even now is the time I am pouring out the revelation needed for this hour you're in. Do not worry about what the next hour holds. When you need the fullness of the revelation, you will have it. I, the Lord, give you perseverance that says, I will never give up. So even today, I pour out upon you my own revelation, hope, and even expansion. I'm expanding your territory. Dreams and visions will be your portion. Those who have sought me with all of your hearts and minds and souls. The Lord says, I come afresh and anew to you. I'm speaking to you in many diverse ways. You will hear a voice. You will see a vision. You will have a dream. And you will. I release dreams and visions, allowing you revelation so that you, my children, know what I'm doing. For I do nothing that I do not tell you. Direction and new stations. You are doing. You are being set in. Take hold of the reins. Take hold of the direction given to you and do not doubt in your hearts. As you seek me from the threshing floor, some will leave you just as they left me, says the Lord. Those that leave you were not with you in the beginning. I will release the greater anointing in this place. Stay in my presence here. Get ready. There is a release of signs, wonders, and miracles of you as you have asked for. No, not like you have, but what is coming is greater glory. More for you who have asked. Get ready. This is the time of release. Many days of dryness, many days of drought have passed by, but the sound of rain is coming. You hear the thunder. Now look for the rain, fresh smell. There is a freshness in the air. Take a deep breath and relax in the breath, says the Lord. Get ready, prepare to receive. If there be any who do not want to receive, let them go. If it be a people, if it be a city that would not accept you, then shake the dust off your feet and go where I have told you to go. Go forward, always go forward as you come to me, says the Lord. In this very year, I am releasing hopes and dreams. So you have a dream. You have a dream. You have a hope. Not next year. In this very year, the greater glory, those who know me and have sought after more will receive more of heaven on earth. As you teach others to reach higher, to reach further, you receive the greater glory. So those being taught will receive as well. Show my children the more excellent way, even as I have showed you. The light of the kingdom is being released in the land. Some will choose darkness as they love darkness rather than light. But you, my own, love the light. Choose the light. Walk in the light. Live in the light and thrive in the light. And this is the time to place all of your trust in me. You who are in need, look to me, and surely I will provide, even as I have promised. Look to man for your provision and help, and you will not. Does not my word say I am a jealous God? You will not receive of man. It was never said a man will meet your needs. There's a promised land. There are giants in this land. But did I not say you have been given all power and authority? You will take new territory. You will be the light. I am enlarging your borders for the harvest. You will take it with fewer men than you thought you needed. One can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Excuse me. The Lord says, preach my word and feed my sheep. That will nourish their spirit. Feed them the food that will nourish their spirit. I, the Lord thy God, will come up, and I will sup with you, and you with me, and we will make ready the day of the Lord. Amen and amen. Written by Gail Manizak.